Established in 1944, Schrader Real Estate and Auction Company is the auction marketing experts that stretch nationwide. With 40 sales representatives in 7 states, the team members at Schrader Auction Company are here to help you. When you conduct over 200 land and equipment auctions each year, you'll learn to be flexible and listen with care. Their comprehensive marketing services and their proven record for exceeding client expectations are what set them apart. For your next auction needs, contact your local representative, Jess Neiswanger, at 303-362-3285.
The 30th Annual Colorado Ag Forum is on for 2022, Wednesday, March 2nd at the Renaissance Stapleton Hotel in Denver. This year's theme is Agriculture, Our Wisest Pursuit. The Ag Forum features a full day of dynamic speakers exploring the latest in innovation, collaboration, policy, and networking. Tickets are on sale now at coloradoagforum.com. We look forward to seeing you at the Colorado Ag Forum in Denver on Wednesday, March 2nd. Info at coloradoagforum.com.
For more Colorado Ag news, open the barn doors online at barnmedia.net.
Farming is more than your investment. It's your way of life. Let Premier Farm Credit help mitigate the risk with multi-peril crop insurance. We are professional, up to date on the latest industry news and information, and always reliable. Call us today at 522-5295 and let us go to work for you. That's 522-5295. Premier Farm Credit is an equal opportunity provider.
This is Brian Ulmer of Barn Media and the Colorado Ag News Network, and I invite you to check out the webcast archive page at livestream.com/barnmedia, where you'll find audio and video coverage of select agricultural events from across the region. Hope you get a chance to check it out.
You're listening to Farmcast Radio.
Welcome back into the final segment of Farmcast Radio's episode for this weekend. We're going to be talking about the Colorado Department of Agriculture's STAR program, and eventually we will have an interview with Ryan Taylor, one of the executives who's in charge of the STAR program. But this week, we're going to go ahead and just talk about what the Colorado Department of Agriculture and the Soil Health Program has for a background. The Soil Health Initiative began as a grassroots effort from the state's conservation districts and voted into action by the Colorado Association of Conservation Districts in 2018 and 2019. Commissioner of Agriculture Kate Greenberg made the Healthy Soil Vision a leading strategy for achieving the agency's mission to foster responsible stewardship of the environment and natural resources. The Department of Agriculture for Colorado spent more than 2 years engaging in a robust stakeholder process through the leadership of the Colorado Collaborative for Healthy Soils to gather input from agricultural groups and individual farmers and ranchers from across the state of Colorado. This process identified the STAR program as a framework for a Colorado soil health program. The Illinois STAR program was first developed by the Champaign County Soil Water Conservation District and is now available in several Midwestern states. STAR is designed to address local resource concerns and adapt to regional differences while still maintaining comparability across states. Within Colorado, the STAR Science Committee spent 10 months developing field assessment forms and scoring sheets for the local resource concern of soil health and for the diversity of agriculture in Colorado. Field forms and scoring sheets are currently available for 8 types of crop production and for grazing lands. The passage of HB 21-1181, the Agricultural Soil Health Program, in summer of 2021 authorizes the Colorado Department of Agriculture to run the Soil Health Program. The bill also sets up a state advisory committee to oversee the program. State stimulus funding provided through SB 21-235 will fund the program in 2022. Grant funding is also provided from a Section 319 grant through the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, a water plan grant from the CWCB, and a conservation partners grant from NFWF. And again, we're talking about the STAR program, and most people are asking, what is the STAR program? The Colorado Saving Tomorrow's Agriculture Resources Program, which is indeed acronymed STAR, is a free and voluntary tool to inspire producers, give bragging rights, and structure conversations around soil health. STAR is a practice-based rating system that assigns points for the following soil health practices: cropping, tillage, nutrient application, and other best management practices based on a 10-minute form that producers fill out about each field. As a result, the farmer or rancher receives a STAR rating from 1 to 5 stars that help them understand how well they are doing in promoting soil health and upholding the 5 principles of soil health. Those principles include soil armor, minimize soil disturbance, plant diversity, continual life plant/roots, as well as livestock integration. star could become a market signal to pay producers more for products grown using healthy soil practices and provide an on-ramp to their other opportunities. Producers sitting there asking, how does it work? Well, there's a simple four-step process. The producer completes a field assessment form for each of the field for a given crop. Step 2, points are assigned for soil health practices. Step 3, the producer converts their total points into a 5-star rating system, ranging from average to above average, great, excellent, and ideal. Step 4, CDA will verify a random sample of producer fields each year. Now, producers and ranchers thinking, why should I join the STAR program? The primary purpose of STAR rating is to help producers understand where their operations stand concerning soil health and what improvements are possible going forward. STAR also provides a new way for conservation districts to interact with local landowners and a structure to guide conversations about soil health. In the future, participating in STAR could unlock new opportunities and revenue streams for Colorado farmers and ranchers. It will also be a part of other programs offered by the Colorado Department of Agriculture to encourage voluntary adoption of soil health practices. Individual producers looking to participate in the STAR program, the first 100 participants will receive a free soil health test. Producers interested in participating in the STAR program should fill out the corresponding field assessment, which can be found at ag.colorado.gov/soil health. The first 100 field assessment forms received are eligible to receive a free soil health test. Again, the first 100 field assessment forms received are eligible to receive a free soil health test. Scoring sheets describe how field assessments will be scored and are included with the reference. If you have any issues completing the field assessment form, you can contact cda_soil@state.co.us. We also want to mention that the STAR Plus for conservation districts and eligible entities. In 2022, 17 conservation districts and 4 other eligible entities will participate in the STAR Plus. These districts will receive capacity support to provide up to 7 producers with the technical assistance, guidance in filling out STAR field assessment forms, and assistance collecting a soil sample for a free soil health test. Districts will distribute incentive payments to each participating producer for implementing soil health practices on a field of their choice, matched with an equal investment from the producer themselves. These conservation districts will also promote and implement STAR in their region, including a neighboring district, with explicit permission. Matching contributions are not required to participate. STAR Plus is open to all conservation districts in good standing. STAR Plus facilitates capacity building by providing matching state funds towards the cost of these projects and activities within each district. The program leverages the dollars provided by the producer to increase the capacity of soil health practices on the farm and ranch. Colorado Department of Agriculture hopes to offer this programming to more conservation districts as funding allows. Interested districts should submit an interest form. The STAR program coincides with CDA securing additional $3.4 million in the grants to help the producers. Farmers and ranchers are some of the best stewards of the land. They play a critical role in developing climate-smart agriculture practices, such as promoting healthy soils through cover crops and livestock rotation, said Agriculture Commissioner Kate Greenberg. Working together with our partner organizations and ag producers to promote conservation practices, we will open up new markets and revenue streams while helping to mitigate the effects of climate change and increase the resilience of ag operations. Improving the health and condition of Colorado soil is one of NRCS's high priorities, said Clint Evans, NRCS State Conservationist in Colorado. Healthy soils is the foundation for many other natural resource conservation efforts. To that end, NRCS partners with other stakeholders like the Colorado Department of Agriculture to provide opportunities for landowners to learn about and take action to improve their soil's health. It's a partnership that works and benefits Colorado agriculture communities and beyond. Over the next 3 years, the grant funding will support conservation districts and fund incentive payments to be distributed to participating producers. Special thanks to all of our guests featured on Farmcast Radio this week. You can check out the full Farmcast Radio episode online inside the barn, and that's also where you're going to find the latest national, regional, and more Colorado ag news, too. Until next time, thanks for joining me on Farmcast Radio as we enjoy the journey in agriculture.
You've been listening to Farmcast Radio. Opinions expressed on the show reflect the views of the host and the guests of this show and are not necessarily the views of this station. Find out more about Farmcast Radio, our sponsors, and the latest in agriculture news at barnmedia.net.
Colorado Livestock Association members are cattle and sheep feeders, cow-calf producers, dairy farmers, swine operations, and industry partners. The Colorado Livestock Association also has a strong safety and workers' compensation program comprised of livestock producers that benefit from pooling their resources and developing a strong safety culture on their operations. To learn more and become a member, please visit ColoradoLivestock.org.
If you work an 8-to-5 job, when do you have time to get to the bank? First Farm Bank's drive-up window is open from 7:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8:30 a.m. until noon on Saturdays. You won't find another bank in town that's more accessible. Stop in and see our Sterling or Yuma locations and find out how First Farm Bank is putting you first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sorting through the myths and misinformation to find facts about farming and food can be overwhelming. Colorado Farm Bureau has made the job easier for you by collecting credible answers to your most asked questions about food. Learn more about Colorado food and agriculture at mycoloradofood.com.
Ag Fact of the Day. From the high plains to the mountain ranges and in between, over 1 million head of beef cattle are raised in Colorado, making us the fourth largest beef producer in the nation. This Ag Fact is courtesy of the Colorado Corn Farmers Checkoff Dollars and the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee.
Encompass was something that we developed based on actually going out in the field and meeting with farmers. What's your profitability and how will that profitability change if your yields are worse than you expected, yields are better, prices are higher, or prices are lower? Things you don't have a lot of control over, but you need to understand and you need it very visible as to how that's going to affect you so that you can then pick the right tools to manage those risks that you have.
For more information about Sylvia's Financial, call Tracy Tattersall, 303-886-0102, 303-886-0102.
Food decision-making today is hard. Shoppers are faced with questionable claims, obscure new products, and ever-changing opinions on what they should be eating. Consumers are craving straightforward and familiar products, something real. America's pork producers are here to help, raising a real product, sharing real stories of real pig farmers, and listening to the real way people feel when they enjoy pork. That's right, real pork. Through the Pork Checkoff, the newly launched pork.org/realpork positions pork and the pork industry as authentically as possible to consumers who are looking for answers about sustainability, nutrition, and cooking. Real Pork puts an emphasis on an emotional connection to pork and its ability to unite people through food. Looking for something real? Check out pork.org/realpork. This message was brought to you by America's Pork Producers and their Pork Checkoff.